Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
tongue ring enthusiast Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick.
I hate this guy. So, guys, how are you?
Doing good.
We kind of eased into this at the wrong time. All right. So, I have to tell you that I'm proud of the University of Arizona. Well, in some ways. Did you hear about this Rich Rod story?
Yeah.
How he was like bringing his, he would have his mistress like stand next to his wife on the sidelines. That's gully, dude. That is unbelievable. Like, that's not crashing your Vespa, you know, with her on the back of it. That's like, stand next to this nice girl here. She's not a home wrecker. Like, all right. But your boy, the head coach,
Sean Miller.
Sean Miller. I wrote the wrong name down. That's why I was like, ooh, I have the wrong name. Sean Miller is not coaching currently. He's on like a, I don't think they've officially announced a leave of absence. Wasn't it amazing?
Well, that they you still can haven't decided if he's on administrative leave or
yeah.
not.
Yeah. So isn't it amazing that like you could get caught on the phone like trying to pay a college student $100,000, which he probably deserves, and you
definitely
can't coach.
Deserves.
You can't coach. But your team out here is doing crazy stuff. And you can still coach. That's for you, Alex.
What?
Well, Michigan State is still coaching.
Well, for that, for the Miles Bridges thing, we're just talking about that. That's nothing.
The Miles Bridges situation. We'll talk about that in a bit. Stupid, by the way.
Stupid. I mean,
what, though, with his mom?
The whole paying $40, like,
oh my
god,
yeah,
so stupid.
The NCAA, you know, in general, such
was
a
actually
joke.
Called, was like Channing cheater. It's like, you know, he could have made a hell of a lot more money if he foregone his went after his freshman year to go into the NBA. So,
oh,
why
hell
are you calling
yeah,
him a cheater, because his mom got $40 freaking dollars.
It was $74.92, I believe.
It's just like, of
it's
all
a
the,
joke.
I mean,
if you want to pay
the
athlete, what, if you want to pay
the
athlete, this is the whole thing I got issue with. If you want to pay the athlete something to come over here, pay the athlete because he deserves it.
Well, he's getting a free education and a lot of free clothes.
He's taking
Swahili
classes.
Is he really going there for an education, or is he going there to play basketball?
Oh, he's going there to be a studious.
A studious.
Look at North Carolina.
Spend 4 years in college. Very. That every athlete. I think they should have paid DeAndre Ayton more, by the way. I think he's worth more than $100,000. But that's for a whole nother debate. The whole thing in general. Like, if they want to pay the athletes to come to their place, that's fine by me. Just pay them. You pay them parents $40, like with Miles Bridges, that's fine. You can do that too. Like these kids are, they're going to go to the NBA, and you're already, like, what they don't get paid, let's say they don't get paid like they deserve to, they get hurt, career's ruined.
Well, they could go play in Europe.
Yeah,
Latvia, like the ball.
I mean, but
big ball of brand.
That's what they should do, honesty. Because the NCAA is just holding their athletes hostage.
What about Title IX? Here comes the villain.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even Title IX pay. You can pay them the same as other athletes, or you can pay them more. That's fine by me. I just want these guys to be paid.
But like,
just
you could
them.
Understand that a college might not necessarily be able to afford paying. If DeAndre Ayton,
I think a D1 college can afford or to be paying that a program that makes. The NCAA makes $7.4 billion off of March Madness every year.
Yeah, that's the NCAA, and
right.
that gets broken
and
up
how
into...
much? How much do college make off their athletics every year?
Well,
in the high hundred
they
millions,
make, they make they
and
make
billions.
Money off of football and basketball, and then they have to pretty much pay out for all other sports. But the thing is, because there's this thing called Title IX, that if Arizona decided to give Ayton is his
DeAndre
last name.
Ayton, yeah.
DeAndre Ayton, $100,000. That means every athlete, man and woman, will get the same amount as him.
Okay, so what would that add up to? How many
athletes? There's like 80 football players on the football team.
Right, how many athletes just are in general do you think play for the University of Arizona?
You're talking 30 between both basketball teams. You're talking 80 on the football team. You're talking, you know, 10 to 15 on cheerleading and all that nonsense.
Well, other sports too, baseball.
Yeah, so I mean, you're talking.
So let's say
you're talking like
there's like 1,000 student athletes.
Okay.
All right. You pay them $1 million. Then if they
each.
Well, I mean, total.
You break it up. Okay. You
break it up.
Okay.
Like, because you pay them, give each 100,000.
I've always agreed with that. I see, to me,
and then you still make the millions of money. Well, but instead we want, oh, these college coaches are they're devils. How dare they do such a thing? Pay these athletes $100,000. It's ruining our sport.
Now, do you think college coaches should be allowed to provide prostitutes and strippers for?
No, but okay. That
I'm sorry.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about them getting paid.
That's kind of a payment. In a roundabout way.
In a little bit, but
that is what we call a benefit, my friend.
But oh man.
Here's what I've always said. I always thought that so if you're on the football team and you go to the Fiesta Bowl, every player on the Fiesta Bowl team gets to share a certain amount of money.
Fine.
And then if you're on the women's team and you go to the NCAA tournament and you reach a Final Four, you get a certain amount. You reach an Elite Eight, you get a certain amount, and everybody on that. But it's not fair. So that's the problem, is because it's not fair.
Nothing's
fair. I've always
in life.
Thought that if Alex is a medical student and he's like, wait a minute, we've been looking at this all wrong, and decides this new thing, right? The school takes that idea and they get grants and all this money to study it, but the kid doesn't get anything. So I've always thought that like colleges need to pay pretty much everybody for what they bring, because colleges are only allowed to thrive off of the young minds that come in with fresh ideas. Pretty
right.
much. But
the NCAA holds them hostage.
I don't think the NCAA
hostage.
Is I think the NCAA is a problem, but I think the colleges are the problem.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Why?
Because the NCAA, they're the enforcers. They enforce these rules.
But they're not anymore. That's the thing, is like they used to be, and then the Penn State thing went down.
So you're telling me if each college, which is actually going on pretty much based on the scandal, I mean, they're naming every big college in the report.
Oh, Kentucky, what a shock.
Cal Perry's integrity.
But you're saying because every college, let's say every college starts paying these athletes, the NCAA is just like, oh, let's pay the athletes. Do you think that would happen?
No. No. I don't think it would happen.
So then that makes it the NCAA's fault.
The NCAA is like the focal point, right? Because you can't get 100+ institutions in the room at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so the NCAA is not just balancing Division I single A, they're doing double A, they're doing Division II, they're doing Division III, they're doing JUCO. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody wants to make everything fair for everybody, even though life isn't fair. We're never going to see that.
This is totally not fair.
And the colleges can get away with being non-profits as long as they spend all their money. So you see the difference of – trust me, I've seen it. I saw West Virginia University pre-Pat White, and then you see West Virginia University post-Pat White. Same thing with Geno Smith. The campus gets a little nicer each good player that comes through there. You know what I'm saying? By ways of – and that's – the funniest thing to me is when – so Carmelo Anthony leaves Syracuse, right? And then Syracuse says, hey, buddy, You want to throw us some money? Mm-hmm. And then he throws him some money. No! Why don't you sit there and live off of your ridiculous amount of money you made off of Carmelo Anthony when he won you a national championship? Right, it doesn't work that way.
That's another thing, too. Like, this is a non-college example. I'm gonna use LeBron here.
Oh, God.
The Cavaliers pre-LeBron.
Okay.
How awful were they?
They were pretty terrible.
Pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. Laughing stock of the NBA.
Eh.
Well, Sacramento might say
Sacramento
otherwise.
Queens.
But my point is, then what happens when LeBron comes back? There, it's the ESPN's become the Cavalier Sports Network. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And
Brian Windhorst solely has a job because of LeBron.
In a way.
Because he's trash. He's garbage.
But LeBron makes his max contract, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. The Cavaliers also make, as even though they got to pay him that max contract, they easily make up for that max contract just because of the revenue, the attention, the ticket sales that LeBron brings.
Correct.
So when these college athletes, these big star college athletes come in, like Duke, for example, they're getting the top three recruits.
Yeah.
And they totally didn't get payments, by the way. But they're getting RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, and Cameron Reddish.
Yeah.
Right? They're all going to Duke. Let's say you pay each of them, what is it, $100,000? You pay each of them $100,000. They're easily going to make all that up when you can pay it to every athlete in the school, but they can easily make that up just based off the national attention they're going to get, just based off the revenue they're going to sell.
Agreed.
They easily make it up.
Yeah.
But since the NCAA and the college wants to be like, oh, no, how dare we pay these athletes? They're
greedy.
They're already getting an education. Oh, it's just unlawful.
I agree with you.
It's a joke. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm so passionate about this, but it's a joke. It drives me insane.
Another thing that I always said that I think should happen is everybody say you're a college athlete and you're on scholarship, right? You start with your base stipend, right?
Right.
This is your $3,000 a semester or whatever it is, right?
Stipend.
I mean, anywho, you start out with your base, right?
I mean, you might as well. Sorry to interrupt.
Here we go again.
But no, it's just one last quick point. You might as well just be a walk-on and not even go as a recruit, because as a walk-on, you can get at least work a job for a fall before you play basketball. But go ahead.
I think they should do, okay, you're a college athlete here. Here's your base stipend. Now, everything else from here on out is play-based, which means if you play on the basketball team and you average over 10 points a game, boom. If you average over 3 assists a game, boom. If you average this, and then build it up that way. They're not going
to
do it.
You don't even have to do it based off numbers. You don't. You can just pay each of the guys the same, like you said, you can pay them.
They're not going to be able to afford that. It's just not going to happen. Because
it's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. They can afford
Sebastian,
it.
You're thinking of the Ohio States of the world. You're thinking of the Penn States. You're thinking of Kansas. You're not thinking of Towson. And Towson gets included in this. That's what the tough part is that it's got to be a base straight across the board. Isn't going to be able to afford to pay their whack basketball players.
Well, can't you scale that down, though? You can have a scale.
Not with Title IX. I'll tell you something. I was very passionate about this when I was younger, and I used to make all these arguments much like you did, and essentially what it always comes down to is Title IX, is making it fair for everybody, and that means making it fair for the Division III players as fair as it is for the Division I players.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though. Like, you can scale it based off, like, the college reputation and the based off the money, because obviously the college should make a bunch of money, but they shouldn't make as much as it does.
Correct.
But you can scale it off, like,
well, they're not for profit, they spend all that money,
right? But let's say,
which,
like,
is a farce.
How much do you think Duke makes per year
for basketball?
Just in athletics in general.
In athletics in general? I mean...
A billion?
Maybe not that high, but hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions? Okay. How much do you think a Towson or a UMBC makes?
A Towson? I think Towson's not really pulling in any money from their sports programs. They're probably...
Like in the thousands, hundreds of thousands?
I don't even think they're in the hundreds of thousands. I think they're very close to breaking even.
You really breaking even? Okay. What about HCC then, for example?
HCC's probably, well, they probably are losing money on their sports.
You think they're losing?
Yeah, because you got to fly these kids out to nationals. Or drive these kids, or bus these kids. Yeah, bus them somewhere. What are you? You're not making. Do they even charge at the door? Cause all right, I'll be flat out honest with you. When I walk in there, like no one ever cards me or anything. I just go, I'm calling the game tonight, and then I just walk by. So if they take a certain amount of kids, just being like, oh, I gotta, you know, like, and if you get in there before they put the box up, they're not collecting any money off that anyways. And try doing that at a outdoor game. I'm hopping that fence. Shut up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really think they're probably losing money.
Okay, but...
Definitely losing money.
All right, but even then, you can scale, like, JUCO. Maybe they can't be paid, but let's say you can scale it based off of... I know where you're going to go. You're saying every college athlete, yep.
D3 and JUCO. Trust me, dude. I get it. It sucks. It's stupid. But the NCAA is not going to do that because the NCAA's goal is to keep all the colleges happy with them. And then the college's goals is how much money can we make off these free people? And let's give them.
Well, then let's get rid of the one and done rule. Send them straight out from
high school. I don't think they ever should have put the one and done rule back
in. Get rid of it. Because two of the best, you can make an argument that two of the three greatest basketball players of all time came straight out of high school.
LaMelo,
Kwame Brown,
and Darius Miles.
Close. LeBron and Kobe. Both came straight out of high school.
They did.
So, there's a lot of other examples that come straight out of high school that have been.
Sebastian Telfair.
Great. Yeah. Imagine.
He wasn't great.
I know.
He was not a success story.
I know. But J.R. Smith, for an example. I mean, he's...
Deshaun Stevenson.
They make money, though.
He was
though.
The top basketball player in Utah. That's because he was the only one that didn't look like people who lived in Utah. Like, I think you can get that. We just
lost all our Utah viewers. Look, just like that.
They're fine. Look, they're run by Mormons. They don't even deserve to be a state. You remember the Jazz, the Mehmet Okor days? They had Andre Kirilenko, Mehmet Okor. Oh, they had Darren Williams because he passes. Carlos Boozer because he passes too. And then they had Paul Millsap because Paul Millsap was too talented to.
He barely even played for that team, Paul Millsap.
Yeah, because he was young in the game. But they saw how talented he was, and they didn't make him do the Sammy Sosa cream.
It's true.
What, Alex?
Yeah, you're right.
Tell me that Utah team wasn't the most white team ever.
They had Karl Malone in the 90s.
Okay. And did you see how short they made Stockton wear shorts to make up for that?
Okay.
I agree with you, though. It's a poop deal. It really is. It's stupid. I think... If Cam Newton got $250,000 for 1 year of service, by all means, bro, do it. But
I think DeAndre Ayton should be – DeAndre Ayton for 1 year service, his value is not $100,000.
You know
it's more like $5 million.
You know what? Go to Europe. But they don't want to risk that. They don't want to risk that.
What's the risk, though?
The risk is traveling you overseas? Go to Europe and you don't end up doing that great. And then your draft stock falls and then – You know, next thing you know, you're who was the guy that went over there? Was it Brandon Jennings? No, he was Kentucky.
Drew Neitzel.
Moutier went over there.
No, it was a guy. He was like one of the first people to do it. Anyways, he didn't go so well. You know, he went over there.
I think Brandon Jennings did go overseas.
It was Brandon Jennings, and he was like on the bench, and he didn't get a lot of playing time. So that's why they don't do it. You know, unless you can take over a team in Latvia or Lithuania or the sinking of the Lusitania, wherever it is, you're screwed. Good talk, though.
Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about Bill Walton, though.
Well, before you talk about Bill Walton, let's talk about your boy Miles.
Miles
Bridges.
And Bill Walton is also part of that. Yes.
Yeah. You read what happened to UCLA in the 60s and 70s. He was part of that.
How dare they? It's ruining college basketball. Oh, this is the worst time of my life to live through an era
like
this.
Said it was worse than the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he said.
It was worse in the Arizona Oregon broadcast.
He said he was there at the Malice
broadcast.
At the Palace game. He said that it was worse than that. It's like, Bill, man, I know you dropped a lot of acid
in
the
60s. He drinks a lot of Guinness. You know what I'm saying?
No, he does acid. He's a hippie from the 60s.
Oh, I believe it. You can sit, man, you saw his hair back in the day. You could tell.
Unbelievable.
No, but he also, Guinness gave him like a draft for his house.
Sky Needle house, whatever the hell he lives in. Seen his house? It's like, looks like the Seattle Sky Needle or something.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like Bill Walton. I don't like that comment, but he's an idiot. He's an old man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is what happens when we ask the Chick-fil-A guy what his feelings are. You know? It's just like.
And that's taken from two people who worked at Chick-fil-A.
I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Same here.
I worked at Chick-fil-A, and one thing that people don't understand, and this is a complete sidebar, but I'm willing to go down that route, is that people think that because the company itself was founded by a religious man, everybody that owns one is religious.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, wow.
The dude that I worked for, if he could get away with opening it on Sundays, we'd be there on Sundays.
He would, same
and
here.
He would have the managers come in and power wash the drive through on Sundays. Like, they weren't allowed to be off.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he didn't open the place, but I would go past there every Sunday, and my man Aubrey would just be out in the drive through, power washing the drive through.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, clown. So, just because it was based off religion doesn't mean it's still currently religious, guys.
Yep.
So your boy Miles Bridges, someone takes him and his family out to dinner or something, right? Is that what it was?
I mean, of all the things you could get on Michigan State for, this is not one of them.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. You're brave.
Stunning, too.
Of course. To me, I think this benefits Michigan State over anything.
Distracts everybody.
Yeah, because everybody's like, instead of everybody being like, Izzo should be fired because his coach and two players are running trains on girls, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on HGC radio, so I'm sorry for that. But that happened, right?
Yeah.
And instead of people complaining about him still being able to coach for that, they're just like, $40? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? $40, which is honestly like, if you're going to go hard on the man, right, don't make him pay $40. Make him cover the whole damn bill.
Right.
It was a $74. Like, why give him a $34 break? It's just that stupid. I'm like, you play to win the game. I don't know, man. I don't know. You guys ready for conference tournaments? What happened? Aren't you guys, like, not in first anymore in the Big Ten? Aren't you, like, all the way down in, like, third or fourth? Yeah.
We're third.
We're first.
You're second.
We're first.
No, Michigan State's first.
We won outright.
Oh, Michigan State's first. Oh, they won outright.
And Purdue's second.
Yeah. We're third. Nebraska's fourth.
Shout out to Navy basketball.
Nebraska's fourth? No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
They've been okay
look it
this
up.
Year.
Nebraska's had a good year.
Yeah,
they should make. And yet, in my opinion, they could be if they do well in the Big Ten tournament, they could be NCAA tournament bound.
Yeah,
or they should.
Nebraska.
Be.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that if you finish third in the Big Ten,
fourth
in the Big Ten.
Michigan finished fifth. And then there's Maryland.
Oh yeah, but Maryland sucks. Maryland belongs in the Big Ten, I'll tell you that. Where you at, Big Ten? All right, here we go.
So Michigan State plays the winner of Wisconsin, Maryland.
Yeah.
And Ohio State faces Indiana.
Wisconsin and Maryland and Ohio State play. So not every team makes the tournament?
Every team makes the tournament.
So but, how do you...
So what happens, there's two games today. It's 11. It's all the... Minnesota plays Rutgers today, and Illinois plays Iowa.
Okay.
So those are like the... So once those two are gone, then the winner of that game will play... Actually, no. Ohio State might not play Indiana if one... I think the winner of Minnesota...
You know what? We're just going to
pull
this up.
Pull it up. I got the idea.
I got the idea of it.
Just the bracket. These brackets, man.
And it's today?
Well, it starts Wednesday. The first round game starts today, yeah.
Ew, that's nasty.
Big Ten tournament, man. Yeah. We're gonna show how good our conference really is.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
Alex, you didn't even say that with any bit of confidence.
Well, his team might be the best. Now, Graham, with all their issues, they might be the best team in the country.
So Wisconsin, seriously. Maryland, and then it will be Michigan versus to be determined, Northwestern and Penn State, and then Indiana versus to be determined. Okay, so now I get it. Now I get the gist of it.
And Michigan, I think, plays Indiana will play the winner of Minnesota Rutgers, and Michigan will play the winner of Illinois Iowa.
Cool.
So we could play one of Indiana Minnesota.
We have to finish. Oh, by the way, West Virginia beat Texas Tech the other night. You guys are going to lose. I think he said we were going to lose 3 out of our 5.
I said there's a chance. I didn't say this was going to happen. I said there's a chance you could lose 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, though.
I said there was a chance.
How dirty is that? We've only lost one of those.
Well, you still got 2 more to go.
We got one more.
Oh, one more?
We got one more game.
Who's it against?
Texas.
Well, Texas is going to... I don't know. Texas.
We struggle against Texas.
I think Texas might win that because you guys don't really have anything to play for, and they're playing for their tournament lives.
We lost to Kansas. We beat Baylor. We beat Iowa State. We beat Texas Tech. And now we have Texas. And we're sitting in second place in the Big 12 currently. And
we all know who's going to win it, though.
I mean, regular season, yeah. I'm not worried about that. They can have the regular season. They can. They've gotten pretty used to it, and we've made it further in tournaments than they have in the past. You know, I mean, it's one of those deals. I mean, it would be nice. I thought this was going to be the year that Kansas finally didn't win a regular season title, but it didn't work out that way. We're wildly inconsistent. But so's Duke, you know? The difference is we're going to end up with a 4 seed and Duke's going to be a 1 or 2, which annoys me because
And we only have like 7 losses, Ohio State. We're going to be a 4 or 5. So we might see you guys second round.
I'm not scared of any Big Ten school. I'm not.
Well, I would be scared of Ohio State.
Why?
Because they got
Aaron
a team.
Kraft.
But Kata Bates, Diop, CJ Jackson, they play together.
Let's go look at your team. Let's go look at your team right now. Let's just do it. Why not?
Let's do it, man. Let's
Number
do it.
Number 13 overall.
Yes, sir.
24-7.
Yes, sir.
With losses to Butler, Clemson.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'm just saying the lame teams. Penn State. Twice. Penn State again. Jesus. Bro, get your life together.
Penn State.
What's your life like?
Yeah, we lost to Penn State. We would have won the Big Ten if we didn't lose. If we beat them both times, we would have been Big Ten champions.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Micah Potter. Sounds like a good player. Jayshon Tate.
Jayshon Tate's a very good player.
And
Potter's a good role player as well. I mean, they don't have like the flashiest of names, but they got guys that fit the system.
Okay. Who would you say is the best player?
You should know that better. Kata Bates Diop. Kata Bates Diop, easy.
Okay. Kata Bates Diop, he's going to the league.
Oh, yeah. First round pick.
You think?
First round pick, you for think? Sure.
What is the system? What is Ohio State basketball? What are they about? Are you guys still have Thab?
No, we have Chris Holtman now.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
He's Butler's coach last year. He's changed our program around Brad completely. Brad Stevens?
So, all right.
He was the coach after Brad Stevens. Yeah, all
right. What's your style of basketball?
I mean, Stoyle.
I like that. I like that. I see what you did there.
I mean, but Ohio State, I mean, they're usually, it's just like they're fast-paced. They're a very fast-paced team. They like to run out. As soon as they like the, like, they're all about pace. As soon as they get a stop, they most of the time don't have most of the people crash the boards. They have some crash the boards and some just run and get out and get ready for the fast break. They love running in transition all the time. Okay. So. All
right. I already know Michigan State, highly recruited sex offenders. So.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Sebastian's getting joy out of that. Well, that's a good one. You can make fun of the tattoos over here, but at least it's not that.
We know you like tattoos, so that's okay.
Oh, stop it.
True. That is true.
NBA. Aha. Aha.
Got him.
I like Terrell Pryor's Got tattoos. NBA. Did you hear about the billboards that Philadelphia put up?
It's cool. I think good for them.
Can I tell you how I read your response?
What?
You are terrified because you know LeBron's leaving.
No. I'm terrified that LeBron's – absolutely not.
Dude, are you going to be a Cavs fan once LeBron leaves?
I've always been a Cavs fan. Always. And LeBron's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
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 What do you want to bet?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I'm open. Whatever you would like to bet.
So a paycheck then?
A paycheck? How much are your paychecks? Because I get good paychecks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you can have one of my
paychecks. Nah, it's not going to be a flat out even paycheck. Like,
we should come up with something.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's not staying there.
Where do you think he's going then?
Anywhere but Cleveland. Anywhere that Dan Gilbert can't be.
I'll agree with you on that.
As long there's two people he doesn't want to associate with, Dan Gilbert and Delonte West, and Delonte West is living on a street somewhere, so he already ended his life.
So is he going to end the billionaire Dan Gilbert's life?
No, that's the problem. LeBron can never get to that level because he didn't develop oversized stickers. Am I right, though? Like, come on, man. Dan Gilbert, oversized stickers. He literally just was like, hey, let's make these bigger.
Hey, man, CEO of Quicken Loans.
Yeah. And their Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
I don't use Quicken Loans. I don't eat Kraft cheese. I'm all about loyalty. He uses Quicken Loans and eats cheese.
Yeah.
I eat cheese, but I'm a Sargento squad. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I don't do that Kraft nonsense.
Aaron Kraft nonsense.
Nah, I liked Aaron Kraft. I actually have no issues with Ohio State basketball whatsoever. I just rag on him. I have issues with their football team and their fan base.
Their fan base? How real their fan
and
base
Urban
is.
Meyer's phantom health issues, you know? I used to have a theory that Teddy Bruschi faked his stroke back in the day. And, like... What?
Faked his stroke.
By far.
How can you fake a stroke?
By far. He was. People who have strokes do not play football like 3 weeks later. They just don't. I'm sorry. It was the football team's bloody sock, except it was the droopy lip. I'm sorry. That was really messed up. The JR from WWE. Slobber knocker. I still swear by that. He faked it, yo. I'm telling you. We'll look it up one day. You got all these guys that can't tackle people three times without getting CTE and killing everybody, but this man can play football 3 weeks later. Like,
just we all know what happened with Cal Ripken and Kevin Costner.
Right. Exactly. I'm sorry, but I think that's less believable than my Teddy Bruschi story, darn it. All right? You go to a Boston doctor, you tell him to fake it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not hard. It's not hard. Dr. James Andrews doesn't specialize in stuff like that. I don't know. That's just always been my thought process. I don't know where I was going. I had a point after that, but then Alex started to react.
Yeah.
I had a, like, I think that's fake, so this is why I think this is fake. But now everybody just knows how I feel about it. My dad got so mad when I said that. Oh, my God. He gets so mad when I talk about Teddy Bruschi faking that thing. Because he did. He just did. Ryan Shazier might never play professional football again because he had a concussion of his spine. This man has a stroke,
right?
And plays a couple weeks later. They already announced
he's out for the rest of the year, Shazier, for next year. He's out.
He should be. He should never play again. Someone should sit him down and say, hey, bro, calm down. He wants to play again. I think that's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think LeBron's going to Philly, but I don't think he's staying in Cleveland.
So you think he's going west?
I think he's going anywhere. Like, I think he has a better chance of being a Wizard next year than he does being a Cav.
That's impossible because they have no cap space.
I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying they have a better chance. They do.
No, they don't.
All this expose coming out about, you know, LeBron throwing temper tantrums at executives and him and Dan Gilbert don't even speak to each other.
What happened after they did that?
They went and made a whole bunch of trades.
Right.
Okay.
And now everything's good again.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're not first in the conference.
You're not going to be first just like that. And you really think LeBron cares about seeding that much? Or do you think he cares about making sure he's ready come June?
Do you think this team – well, yes, you do. Do you think this team, Alex, is good enough to beat the Warriors?
Yes, I do.
No.
Yeah, see?
You know how much I care about the NBA.
Yeah, a whole lot.
I just love it. I always watch the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm going to watch the finals, but I don't think I'll watch anything before then. There's no point. We know what teams will be there. Like, I have no doubt that the Cavs will make it to the finals. I just have doubts that
they'll beat the Warriors.
Yeah, and then why would you stay there? Why would you stay there?
Where's the better situation for him?
Philly? No. Honestly, you look at it, this man has – he there's too much on his 30-something-year-old back in Cleveland. And he's getting to the age where he's going to need some help. Because then you're just going to get to a point where you're Kobe and you're shooting 50 shots a game. And if you're on, you win. If you're not, you don't.
I think he's staying. I think it's pretty clear he's staying.
It's pretty clear he's staying?
Yeah.
Bro. What? Please elaborate. How's it clear?
I mean, because you hear no issues as now. I mean, they've made up.
Yeah, but LeBron is moody. He has issues every other day. So, like, it's only a matter of time.
They got a good young roster around him. They're going to add a very solid, good player next year with the Brooklyn pick, or they turn that into a superstar.
Well, you don't know if they're going to end up being a solid, good pick. Because Anthony Bennett wasn't a solid good pick. Greg Oden wasn't a solid good pick.
Yeah.
Kwame Brown wasn't a solid good pick.
I can tell you this. DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley will be solid good picks. Luka Doncic will be a solid good pick.
You know how many people swore up and down that Greg Oden was going to be the man?
Mm-hmm.
He never ended up being the man.
He honestly probably would have been the man if injuries didn't get in his way.
Oh, here we go. The old injury.
Seriously. I think he still could have been the man if injuries didn't get in his way.
I don't know. He looked like LeBron's dad. He's 19 years old. He looked like a 45-year-old LeBron James at the time. Did he not? Did he not look like he could be LeBron's dad?
Yeah.
I mean,
we know your secrets, Gloria. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to leave the mom and the kids out of it. Like, I hate that nonsense, man. If you put your kid or your mom or anybody like that in the limelight, people are going to make fun of them. It's just what happens.
Like Tom Brady's kid.
That little piss ant. I'm sorry. You know what? Honestly, why would Tom Brady even have a right to be mad about it? It's not like he raises it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has an au pair from somewhere to take care of that thing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, get this out of my way. Cameras aren't around. Bring this thing over. Cameras are around. That's all he says. That's all he says, and Giselle just goes, Wes Welker can't catch, you know, and stuff like that. Essentially what it is. And then Robert Kraft is with 19-year-olds. That's an organization for you.
Yep.
Conduct in the workplace.
Conduct in the workplace. All right. Who's your MVP so far, guys?
NBA?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it... I got to go James Harden, but LeBron's a very close second.
I would probably go LeBron over James Harden, and you know that's tough for me to say.
The reason I'm saying James Harden, though, is just I think LeBron's easily the better player and the more valuable player to this team, but it's a season award, and the Rockets have just been so good in the regular season, and it's a regular season award. So
one could argue that you take LeBron off of either constructions of that Cavs team.
Oh, you took LeBron out of that off the Cavs.
But you take James Harden. James Harden gets injured, and you instantly get better at defense.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
Lose a bunch of scoring.
James Harden's a clown.
You take LeBron off the Cavs, they're a lottery team.
He entertains Kardashians. Like, he will never be an MVP. He's a loser, and that's why he's on the Rockets, because that's where losers go. Like, I thought Melo should have went there. I thought he would have been a perfect fit. Him, Chris Paul, James Harden, put Dwight Howard back on that team. Oh, you know, just a bunch of never was.
Man, you're harsh.
Chris Paul was by far the best point guard in the league for a long time, though, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Chris Paul, but
Chris
he's a loser.
Chris Paul will probably go down as the greatest player ever to not win a championship.
Yeah. He's Dan Marino.
Or not, I shouldn't say not win a championship, but not win a second round. Not go past the second round.
Oh, he'll find a way. He'll do one of those Tracy McGrady situations. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Dominique didn't go past the second round ever.
There's a lot of people that haven't been past the second round, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that haven't even been to the second round.
Grant Hill.
You know, those old Pistons jerseys used to be hard with the horse.
Yep.
Those things used to be dope.
How about those Pistons, man? You think they got any chance of getting in the playoffs?
No.
No? Charlotte's about to leapfrog them.
Yeah, they're falling down. That's all I got to say about the Pistons. They suck.
That's all I got to say about
that.
Man, you think of Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, front court, could get in the playoffs, and they can't.
Because Blake Griffin is so
overrated. I'll tell you this, changes got to be made there if they don't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they can't. Stan Van Gundy's got too much power.
Too much power.
They got to change that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What? All right.
You know Stan Van Gundy, by the way, picked the Pistons over the Warriors. The Warriors offered him the head coaching job. But the reason he picked the Pistons was because they gave him front office control and the Warriors winning.
Here's my issue. All right. The Pistons aren't going to be good again.
Nope.
Why? When you have situations where, like, let's be honest. If it wasn't for the fact that LeBron is from that terrible state/city.
It's not a terrible state or city, but go
ahead. It's a horrible state and city.
No, it's not.
Those candy Buckeyes, though, are really good. But other than that.
and other than a bunch of other great things about our city.
Like what? Please tell us.
We got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Overrated. They put pop stars in there. Like, it's not real rock and roll.
Got the Pro Football Hall of Fame by the door in Canton. Honestly,
I don't really care about stuff like that.
What do you care about?
I care about what I see with my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm sorry, but like I can't take the NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame seriously when T.O. and Randy Moss weren't first ballot Hall of Famers. But someone that murders somebody, Ray Lewis. True.
Oh, I thought you were saying Marvin Harrison.
No, I'm just like that's my I hate that stuff. I think it's stupid. It's literally a retired All-Star game.
A retired All-Star game.
Am I wrong though? Like, oh well, you were a jerk to the media. Like Barry Bonds isn't in the MLB Hall of Fame, and until that happens, I'm done. I don't care. Pete Rose. We're talking about the real legends, the guys that walked the line and they crossed over it from time to time, but they were still dope at what they did. Their heads blew up a little. It's okay. He might have allegedly pushed someone down the stairs.
Was that Barry Bonds?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And here's another hit, Barry Bonds. That was a song.
I know.
Okay. I knew he didn't know.
Oh, it was a rap song.
Yeah. I knew he didn't know. So that's why I didn't know where I had to go with you. You know, I didn't know if you were bad and bougie so far that you lost all the other stuff. Yeah, I don't care about that stuff. So what other stuff? What other stuff? What you got in Cleveland?
Got our amazing sports teams. We got
our amazing sports teams.
Sans the Browns. But
dude.
Sans the Browns.
But dude, also East 4th Street, man. You got that downtown nightlife. And you got shops and great restaurants. East 4th
Street. What do they got?
Restaurants, shops.
What kind? What you got? What's a known restaurant there that you can't get anywhere else?
Winking Lizard.
Winking Lizard. What they got?
It's like an American pub place. Okay.
American pub place.
Look it up right now. Winking Lizard. Right, we should do it.
Not a lot of American pub places in America.
Yeah, right.
It's a very unique one. He asked for a unique one.
So I'm looking up Winking Lizard?
Sure, Winking Lizard.
I swear if I end up on a site where
Rule 34 territory.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else y'all got?
Restaurant wise or?
Oh, it's not even just. Look, bro, they got a million of them.
In Ohio.
Is Macedonia in Ohio?
Yeah.
Y'all named yourself after a country?
It's a city, man.
That's the Macedonia?
You got the Cleveland tourism video.
No, that's amazing.
That's a dope video.
Yes. All right, let's see what we got. Barbecue lizard bones.
Look at that.
Made with Hormel. Is Hormel from Cleveland?
I'm actually not sure.
Oh, we're looking up Hormel now. We can figure out a lot about Cleveland today, guys.
Yeah, let's do this.
If Hormel's from there, I'll give you credit.
If Hormel's from there.
Yeah.
Scroll down.
Hormel is brand consent request. Hormel Foods. I like their corned beef. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. Why are they doing this to us, Alex? I'm just trying to figure out where they're from. This is how you do boring radio.
this is what the fans stick for.
I know, man.
Just type in Hormel Foods location.
I know. I'm just.
There's an address to your right.
It's Columbia, Maryland, though.
Really?
But there's no way. Okay. Like, that's just. Why are they so secretive?
So once you find out it's in Cleveland, that's how you know how sacred it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Minnesota.
Austin, Minnesota.
All right.
Well, that's very weird for the Winging Lizard to put Hormel Foods on their menu. It's not local. I don't know, man. I just think Ohio is like, if there wasn't a Florida or if there wasn't an Alaska, you know?
Not about like why you're here.
It'd be pretty there, you know? It's up there.
Or Montana.
I like Montana. Montana's pretty. I want to live there.
Have fun doing nothing there.
That sounds great.
As out in the middle.
If you realize how much I do when I leave here on a day-to-day basis, man, Montana would look great to you, bro. Like, mm-hmm. Montana would look great. Like, just wake up in the morning, there's a turkey out back, shoot him, got three meals on the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah,
that is, oh, that sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. All right, let's go back to talking about sports. MLB. Tim Lincecum signed. Did you hear where he signed?
Rangers.
He's done, though.
He's been done for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very surprised. I'll tell you, in full honesty, I was very surprised. I lost my pen. I'm very surprised that the Orioles didn't try and offer him some stupid deal, right? Because that's what the Orioles do. Because the Orioles signed Pedro Alvarez again, which I thought was stupid. And Gausman got injured the other day, but they said he's going to be fine. Here's my thing, all right? I like Kevin Gausman, but you're in a spring training game, and you're really going to put yourself in that scenario?
It's not his fault.
Why? Just let him score. I'm not backing up anybody. I'm standing right here. Don't injure me. That's my job in spring training, is to not get injured. Because if I get injured, then we have two terrible spots in our rotation instead of just one right now.
Well, there's two. Three, because you're...
Well, you're right, because, I mean, that we're banking a lot on Tillman. But at least Tillman, we know how bad he can get, you know? Well, at least we perceive how bad he can get. Yeah, MLB's right around the corner. Are you excited? Are you watching any of the spring training games? You are.
I've caught a couple.
What in the hell?
MLB Network's got them on.
Yeah, but y'all
I'm not even watching.
I have them on
MLB
the background.
Network. I don't even watch.
What do you
on
do when?
I'm watching my Indians, man, on Sports Time Ohio. That's what I do.
Sports Time Ohio. I read.
Boy, that's boring.
Boring?
Yeah, who reads books?
Bro, are you serious? Yeah, y'all both don't read.
You
don't read.
Physically hold a book in your hands.
Yeah.
What kind of ridiculous stuff is this, Matt? You hold a book in your hands and you look at words on a page. What kind of crap is that?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's better than watching exhibition baseball. Like,
no, it's not.
You guys are literally sitting here
talking about
how reading builds your mind. It helps your vocabulary. You can use your imagination.
What's the book that LeVar Ball reads, Matt?
48 Laws of
Power. Okay, I just want to make sure.
All right, don't turn me into Ryan Fitzpatrick over here, man. All right, I will kick you in your knee. All right, don't do that. I don't like him. All right, maybe if you read a book or two, you'd have more than one joke. You really are saying that spring training baseball is better than what? What's your beef with reading? What happened to you?
I don't like reading. I never liked reading.
All right, hold on.
It's boring.
Have you ever tried to read something that people didn't tell you to read? Like, have you ever went and looked for something that you might like to read?
No.
See, all right, let me tell you
something.
Probably
not.
I guarantee you, you like sports, you like sports history. There's tons of books on stuff like that.
We are, yeah, but this is what everyone says to me. Read a sports book. I'm like, you already know what's going to happen. The protagonists, they're the good team.
Like a nonfiction, bro. Not a fiction.
What nonfiction books are there to read?
These millennials.
Like what?
Bro.
If it isn't on a
There's
blog.
tons. There's books about how, like, The one tennis place was used as like
tennis.
I'm not. Oh my God. He didn't even let me get to the point. The famous where they have Roland Garros, where they have. And don't get me wrong, I don't like tennis, but I think it's fascinating that the Nazis used that as like a place to transport people to and fro during World War II. That's a bit fascinating. Read a book on Tiger Woods. Yeah. Read a book on anybody. Who's your favorite athlete of all time? Old school.
Who do you think?
You bet. Let me tell you something. I bet you there's like 3 or 4 badass Jim Brown books out there.
Probably are.
I've read a couple LeBron books. One was written from the perspective of a reporter from Cleveland who hated him after he left the first time. It was a great book. I could probably find it and bring it to you.
I wouldn't read it.
Why?
Because I love LeBron.
But if during that time you would have hated him, so if you can just revert back to that time in your head. I'm going to find a book for you, bro. What kind of things interest you? What kind of movies do you like?
Movies? Like action movies?
Okay.
I'm not really that.
What about a Dan Brown book?
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know.
That's the Da Vinci
Code. Have you ever seen the Da Vinci Code?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it before, yeah.
Did you like it?
It was all right. I mean, it was a while ago. So, I mean, I don't really remember it that much.
Well, that movie was this thing called a book beforehand.
Well, there's a lot of movies that are booked beforehand.
Yeah, but that's a Dan Brown book that was turned into a movie. Angels and Demons, same thing.
You ever
Harry Potter.
Yeah, but I hated those books. I did. I'm not going to lie. Dude.
What about One Flew Over
the Cuckoo's Nest? He reads books, so I know he's joking.
What about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? You ever saw that movie?
No.
Oh, God. Like
what about Catch Fight 22? Club? Have you ever seen Fight Club?
Fight Club. No.
Brad Pitt. You've never seen Fight Club?
I've never seen Fight Club.
Oh, my God, bro. You haven't seen Fight Club?
Nope.
Chuck Palahniuk books are
are
interesting and fascinating. Dude, what? Do you like zombie apocalypse stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
I'm not
Sebastian.
I'll never read.
Oh my God.
Ever.
We should just drop him in front of a library and like.
Dude, man, in a basket.
Oh my God.
You know, and just be like, he's your problem now. Yeah. And then this poor librarian comes out while it's raining and you're like, books. I used to hate reading, right? And it was because people used to always tell me what I had to read. And then I figured out stuff that I like, and I found books on it. And it's fascinating. Like, I read fictions and nonfictions. I read books about pirates. I read books about murder. I read books about famous serial killers. I read books about...
Devil in the White City. You ever read that?
I just got done that book.
That's a great book. It's the story of, like, a Chicago's...
I don't think you'd like it as much.
But it's, like, the Chicago's World Fair is going on. Anyway, while this guy's like luring women to his house and murdering them while the fair is going on, it's really good.
Dude, it was so easy to murder people back then. Yeah. That's what that book taught me.
It's like nobody gave
Like, all you have to do is make their daughter disappear and then write a note to them that says, she ran off with this guy. I'm like, what? Dude, I will tell you, I think he'd love the H.H. Holmes part of the book, but the other guys I don't think he'd give a damn about.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a book for you, bro. You know what book I have sitting in coming up on deck? It's John Grisham wrote a book about the Aaron Hernandez stuff. That wouldn't even fascinate you even a little bit?
I'm not fascinated by books at all.
You're not fascinated by Division I gangsters?
Not by books. I'm sorry.
But if they made it a movie or a document, do you like documentaries?
No, I don't like documentaries.
Why? You don't like learning?
Ideally,
this
no.
Is our, this is our educational system.
Ideally,
no. Actually,
this is why we're. This is why I was telling Chris on the show this morning.
This is why we're trailing in education.
I was telling Chris on the show this morning. I said, "I'm gonna." I was like, "Emojis are eventually going to become our words." Like, we're not going to use words anymore. We're just going to be, like, heart-based.
You're right.
It's going to be like Idiocracy.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna be directing Ass the Movie in a few years.
Oh, my God. Yo.
What are you reading that
You don't like documentaries?
I mean,
I got a documentary for you.
Well, there's some I like. Like 30 for 30s are all right.
Okay, so they write books on things that 30 for 30 topics are on, though. Like, why can't you just read, man?
Never. Never.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This is our educational system at work.
I am, like, in tears inside. I am, like...
They wonder why
America I used to fails. Hate reading. I'll tell you that flat out. I used to hate reading absolutely. And then once I found out that I could pick my own stuff and figure it out, I love dystopians. I'm reading a book now called All Our Wrongs Today. Mm-hmm. It's fire. It's awesome.
I'll bring in a book for you. I'll see if I can find something.
All right. Oh, man. I got a documentary for you time, on Netflix.
Which one?
Called Water and Power.
Okay.
It's about the privatization of water in California.
All right.
Public water. This has been the Bench Warmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Tattoo body enthusiast Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick. Book hater Sebastian Merrick.
A young Hitler.